VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Crosstalk, originating from Trail Ridge Camp just outside of Hillsboro, Wisconsin today. Looking forward to a weekend with various families coming in for what we're calling the Trail Ridge Experience. But so glad to be here. Looking forward to the weekend of ministry at Trail Ridge Camp. Also glad that you've joined us today. This is a special day that we look forward to on Crosstalk. It's a day in which we are going to be celebrating Father's Day. We're going to have our Father's Day Tribute 2019, in which we will give you opportunity to call and pay special tribute to your dad here on this Father's Day Crosstalk program, just to set aside from the many cares and the issues that are going on in this world. And believe me, the issues are many. If you're a regular listener to the program, you know what's going on in the world, and we address these issues, whether it be what's happening in the outside the Persian Gulf area, to what's going on here within the administration, to on and on the list goes. But today, let's take time to honor dads. Very interesting. Father's Day, certainly a time set aside to celebrate fatherhood, recognizes the influence of fathers in our homes and society and foster parental bonds. Also celebrated to honor and commemorate our fathers and forefathers. And it's celebrated on the third Sunday of June. Many countries, though, they don't recognize Father's Day, or they will do it on some other day of variance, but it was believed to be first on June 19th of 1910, so some 119 or 109 years ago, Spokane, Washington, through the efforts of Sonora Smart Dodge. She was a Christian woman, the daughter of a American Civil War veteran, William Jackson Smart. You see, Sonora's mother died when she was 16 years old, and she wanted a day that would commemorate and honor fathers like her own, who had raised her and five other children. Once she began soliciting the idea of an official Father's Day, she met some opposition and even some derision at times, but she persevered. And there was a bill that was introduced in Congress in 1913. 3 years later, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson spoke at a Father's Day celebration in Spokane, Washington, wanting to make it an official holiday, but Congress still resisted. It was not until 1924 that Calvin Coolidge became involved, and in 1930, a national committee was formed by various trade groups in an effort to legitimize the holiday. Well, that battle continued, and in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson made a proclamation for the third Sunday of June to be Father's Day. Finally, it was made an official national holiday when President Nixon signed a similar proclamation in 1972. So Father's Day, a fairly recent holiday that's been recognized, but certainly a time to pay tribute. And we know the importance that dads have upon a society, that dads have upon a family as well. You know, I'm so thankful for men who take a stand. And I think my often comes to mind is Joshua, that declaration that we see in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And just a challenge to you men who are listening at this time to have that same resolve that Joshua had, that as for you and your house, you will serve the Lord. And as we talked even about persecution earlier this week, we see what's happening in the world around us today, where that resolve is going to be challenged one way or another. But we need to have that same kind of resolve as Joshua had, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so today on Crosstalk, we are going to be opening our phone lines, and we're going to do that right now and give you opportunity to call and pay a special tribute to your dad. Maybe there's a life lesson that you learned from your dad. Maybe there was a spiritual training that your dad provided for you. Maybe your dad led you to faith in Christ. Maybe there is some principle for living that you learn from your dad, something that you can model from your dad that you just want to pay tribute today here on Crosstalk. Our number is 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. 9829. Would you get on board right now and just call in? Doesn't have to be long, just something that you would like to pay a special tribute to your dad this year, Father's Day 2019. Certainly we see sacrifices that many dads have made for their families. We see determination. We see the importance of bringing children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, as Scripture talks about. And so we want to give you opportunity simply to call and just pay a tribute to your dad here on Crosstalk. Again, our number, 800-733-9829. We do plan to take many calls here today, so if the lines fill up, just wait. If you get a busy signal, call us back in just a short time, and that will indicate when you hear a caller hang up, that's your opportunity to give us a call here at Crosstalk. So write down the number and give us a call at 1-800-733-9829. What is something key that you learned from your father? Pick up your phone. Give us a call here today on Crosstalk. Again, write the number down, 800-733-9829. Let's go right to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where you have David calling in on line number one. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. My father, World War II generation guy, greatest generation, terrific opponent, faithful to my mother, never gave up on me. Stayed with me through some very rough teenage years, so he's passed on. But I think sometimes that he has more of an impact on me when he's not here than when he was here.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, David. Appreciate your sharing that from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Folks, we got open phone lines. We got a couple open lines right now, 800-733-9829. You can get right in, 800-733-9829. Let's go to David from Milwaukee, Wisconsin on line number two. David, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jim. I'm not sure who my father was and who I did have for father. Was rather an absentee father, so I just wanted to thank Jehovah Elohim, dear Abba Father, who adopted me when I accepted Jesus in 1995.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, David. Appreciate you sharing that, and thank God for there's a father out there who brought you into this world as well. Thank you, David, and certainly our Heavenly Father. We pay a special honor to. Let's go to line number three. We have Eunice, who is calling in from Boise, Idaho. Hi, Eunice. You're on the air.
Hi. I thank God for a wonderful Christian father that always read the Bible every day to our family all the time we grew up, all seven of us. He taught us to work hard, and he always said, never, never go in debt. Just live and be content with what you have, and don't be going in debt. So I always remember that. God bless you. Bye.
Amen. Bye, Eunice. Thank you for your call. We're going next to Inez calling in from Butler, Wisconsin. Line number one. Hi, Inez. You're on the air.
My dad had the King James Bible in school. And so he was very strict father, and there was rules that we all were expected to keep, and there was not one of us that was a smoker or drinker or got into any kind of trouble. And we had devotions at the table breakfast morning. Then we all knelt and prayed, and then we got on the bus and went to school.
Hmm.
We did good. That every morning.
And it made a spiritual impact on your life, Inez.
Yeah, it sure was.
Hmm. God bless you. Thank you for your call today. Let's go to line number four, Mitchell, South Dakota. We've got Tim calling in. Hi, Tim. You're on the air.
I would like to appreciate my father. He took me to the mission field, and I appreciate his spiritual raising he gave me, but without, I wouldn't have been able to make it.
Mm-hmm. So he took you to the mission field.
Yes.
Dedicated to the Lord.
Yeah, his spiritual raising you gave me.
Thank you so much, Tim. God bless you, Tim. Thank you for the call. Let's go to our next line caller. This is Bonnie calling in from Emmett, Idaho. Hi, Bonnie. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm like the guy earlier. Our Heavenly Father's been my father since I was born. My biological father left at conception. Never knew him. But God has put so many. I met the Lord probably around I was seven. Kept me. He has kept me through all of it. I grew up in a broken family, a messed up family, but God was always there. And because of that, almost all of my family got saved. I had seven siblings plus my mom. And the wonderful thing, too, is all the fathers like James Dobson and the radio fathers who have been there as a help to teach me and guide me along the way have been wonderful. So I want to honor them as spiritual fathers. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate your call here today from Idaho. Let's go to Pensacola, Florida next. And we have Mark calling in from Pensacola. Mark, you're on the air.
I just want to be grateful to God, first of all, and I want to praise God this afternoon for my dad, Mr. James Don Leway, who left this earth on the 21st of September. He was certainly a man of God, a man of honesty. He taught me honesty, and he taught me in the reading of God's Word, and he taught me in the preaching of God's Word, and I just want to be grateful to God for such a father. And I also want to be grateful to God for my father-in-law. He was also a man of honesty. I thank God that both of these men are in heaven, and may God just help me to just emulate the examples that they have left.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark, for sharing that here today. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, and we encourage you to pick up your phone, give us a call. Have a couple open lines here where you can call and honor your dad here today on Crosstalk. Let's go to Michelle, who is calling in from Princeton, Minnesota. Michelle, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hey, Dad, if you can hear this, I just want to say thank you for walking the walk. You taught me that instead of talking the talk, and I really appreciate that, and I love you.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. Thank you for that call. Let's go next to Clarksburg, West Virginia. Line number two, John is calling. John, go ahead. You're on the air.
My dad's in heaven right now, but he set good moral examples for me in good biblical worldview and help me memorize scripture.
Amen.
And I love him and miss him, and one day I'll see him soon.
Amen. God bless you, John. Thank you for your call here today. And certainly we're hearing of the spiritual influence on the part of some of the listeners. Here is a dad who was involved in encouraging the memorization of Scripture itself. We know that Scripture is it's quick, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, equips us for those things in life. We are just seconds away from the break here, so we're going to take the break so we don't cut off a caller, and we'll continue on here in just a moment with more of your calls on Crosstalk, as this is our Father's Day Tribute 2019. Our phone line is available at 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Back in just 1 minute here on Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, have any feathered dinosaurs been found?
Chris, this is a popular evolutionary story, but it's quite controversial. Some do seem to have a frayed neck fringe, but these are not feathers. Many experts consider them to be just the decayed remnants of dinosaur skin. Dinosaurs were evidently reptilian, very, very different from birds. It's not just the bones and the skin, but the organs and the physiology, the birthing schemes, and everything. You can't change one into another just by saying so. Biblically, reptiles didn't change into birds. Land animals were created on day 6 of creation week and birds on day 5, backwards from the evolutionary scenario. Birds have always been birds and reptiles have always been reptiles. And they've been that way ever since back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. It's our Father's Day tribute 2019. Right now, all the lines are filled, but in just a moment, as we go through calls, that will be your opportunity to give us a call. So write down the number, 800-733-9829. You might want to give tribute to your father here today, or perhaps you're a wife listening and want to give tribute to your husband, the father of your children. That certainly is also something you may wish to consider. But let's go back to the phone lines today. And we're originating camp this program from our camp, Trail Ridge Camp, outside of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, as we're preparing for what we call Trail Ridge Experience, a special weekend retreat here beginning this evening. Let's go to line number four. We have Toledo, who is calling in from Lubbock, Texas. Hi, Toledo. Thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for Crosswalk. I have really enjoyed it. I'm saying praise for my dad. My dad was in Philippines or in World War II when I was born, and he was in base, so he didn't get to see me until I was 2.5 years old. But he wrote a letter every day, and I have the memories of his little letters that he wrote. And I know his great love. He loved it, and that's my dad. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Toledo, for your call here today. Let's go to Twin Falls, Idaho. We have Camille calling in. Hi, Camille. You're on the air.
Hi there. I believe, like me, a lot of people are kind of struggling emotionally with Father's Day because maybe we didn't have that great of a dad. But my dad had a really hard time spiritually. My mom prayed for him for 14 years. Mm. And when he finally did come to the Lord, he was like a Paul and Saul. I mean, he had a beauty shop, and he had an artist paint a mural about 20 feet long and 5 feet high. It was of Jesus holding a lamb, and it was the 23rd Psalm. So when you went into his beauty shop, you heard the gospel and you saw it on the wall. You couldn't avoid it. And he was like a Paul and Saul, and I just praise God that I know that he is with the Lord, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. But I and my brother and sister grew up with some considerable problems because of the many years that we were raised by him when he wasn't a believer. It was very tumultuous. And my brother wound up in prison for years, and but he is walking with the Lord now. So, you know, that's all that matters is in the end that we're all going to be there.
Amen. Well, Camille, thank you for sharing that. And indeed, we see what happens with a life that's transformed. And he being Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation, and you bear witness that happened to your dad.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Camille, for your call. Let's go next to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We have Kevin calling in from Eau Claire. Hi, Kevin. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. No, my father, who I believe is with the Lord, had a very strong faith in Christ. And because of his strong faith in Christ, I have faith in Christ. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God for that. Thank you, Kevin. Let's go next to Tennessee. We have Larry calling in from Tennessee. Larry, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to thank my father for being there for me when no one else would. And I've got 4 children. And I just want to pray that I can be half the man that my father and my grandfather were for me to show me right from wrong.
Amen.
And I just want to thank everybody for their prayers because God knows I need them.
Yeah. God bless you, Larry. Thank you for calling today. And some of you listening may not have a father that's walking with the Lord, and Larry underscores that importance of prayer and the importance of prayer. Thank you, Larry. Let's go next to Casper, Wyoming, and we have Melissa calling in. Melissa, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hello, thank you. Yes, I just wanted to honor my dad today, who has gone home to be with the Lord. But he always taught us, his children and his grandchildren, humility and to... His phrase to most of us all the time would be, do the right thing. And by that he meant to do what we were taught in church and through the word. And we did have devotions as well. But, you know, due to an inheritance, he had quite a bit of money in the last, 15, 20 years of his life. But you would never know it because he was just so humble and he shared what he could with whom he could. And he always said, if the Lord has provided you with a way to share with others and a need is shown to you, then that's why God provided it to you, so that you could share with others. So that's truly been a blessing to me and what I share with my own grandchildren now.
Amen.
So thanks for taking my call and honoring dads today.
Thank you, Melissa. And our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Our next caller is from Caldwell, Ohio. Line number 3, we have Ruth calling. Hi, Ruth, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ruth Schroeder, and I'm from Caldwell, Idaho. And I'd just like to honor my dad. He died many years ago. He was an alcoholic and also suffered from schizophrenia. Hmm. But he led me to the Lord. He always made sure I went to church. There was always food on the table. I was taken care of. And he used to ask me when I was small, Ruth, do you really believe there's a God? And I said, yes, I do, Dad. It wasn't until a few years ago that I was saved. I'm now an evangelical Christian. It made the biggest change in my life. It's done wonders for me. I have many evangelical Christian friends and friends that are not Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for all of them.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you for your call today. Quite a fitting tribute here for Father's Day. Let's travel now from Idaho all the way down to southern Florida. Miami is the location, and it's our friend Courtney calling in. Good afternoon, Courtney. You're on the air.
God bless all you saints. I had a wonderful stepfather that taught me a good work ethics. But I want to say something to all you young men and all you young women out there. Honor your fathers because they work hard for you. They love you. And you men that other women are trying to come into your life, don't leave your family. Don't leave your family. God puts you together, and that's your family. You'll regret it. You'll regret it to the end of your days. I worry about my kids if they're living or dead. I don't know if my wife is living or dead. Stay with your family, and most of all, stay in the Lord. God bless you all, and have a very wonderful Father's Day. God bless you now.
Amen. Thank you, Courtney. Appreciate your call. Line number 2 is next in Viroqua, Wisconsin. We have Wendy who's calling. Hi, Wendy. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Wendy. Mm-hmm. I just love the timing of the man who just spoke, because I was calling about my lost father, and currently I'm the only saved one in my family, and I have a lost daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the timing. And I wanted to say just the conviction that I heard on the radio yesterday about how we really kind of don't go to church. We might really be prepared to go to a concert, but how we will run in late and what have you. And my dad, for 10 years, never missed a day of work and was never late.
Hmm.
So very convicting. And I just want to put out for encouragement Psalm 94, 18 for people. And I wanted to just encourage my brothers and sisters with lost family members to keep having faith in God.
Amen. God bless you, Wendy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We're going next to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and Jim is calling. Hi, Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. My father passed away in 1984. I was 35 years old. I'm now 70. I've been without my father for half my life. And I just want to tell everybody whose father is still with them, cherish every moment with your dad. My father raised me in the church, and even though I fell away for a number of years, I have come back strong. And just remember, cherish your father every moment you have them with you.
Amen. Thank you, Jim. Great reminder here today. Okay, well, just down the road from Trail Ridge Camp is a town called Ontario, Wisconsin, and we have Jesse who's calling in from Ontario. Hi, Jesse, you're on the air.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to praise God for my father. He's been a faithful pastor of church he started there here in Ontario for over 30 years, and just what a testimony to the power of the gospel and an example of faithfulness to me. And I just want to thank God for my dad and how he led me to the Lord when I was a young boy, and just the example that he has every day of God's faithfulness. And so I praise God for Dad.
Amen. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call here today from Ontario, Wisconsin. By the way, write down our number. It's 800-733-9829, giving you opportunity to honor your father here today as we approach Father's Day here this coming Sunday. Let's go next to Mora, Minnesota. We have Rex calling in from Mora. Hi, Rex. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I was just thinking, because it's Father's Day, maybe some of us, when we were younger, maybe our dads maybe kind of fell short, I guess, as far as leading us to the Lord. But we have a great opportunity now just to tell our fathers, if we have them still here, tell them that we love them and tell them about the Lord if you need to. I'm glad to hear from Courtney when he calls in. And anyhow, that's it. I was just, my dad was training troops in the Army to go over and serve in the Korean War. And he was a tough guy, but everybody liked him. But looking back, I know there was some things that I needed that maybe I didn't get when I was younger, but I found him when I grew up. I found Jesus Christ. So thanks, Dad.
Amen.
So.
Amen. God bless you, Rex. Thanks for the call. Our next caller is from Grand Junction, Colorado, and we have Sheila calling in. Hi, Sheila. You're on Crosstalk.
Hi. I want to give it honor to my dad, who supported and raised 11 kids. And kept us in church from the day we were born to the day we left church, and many of us have followed that same teaching. And I also want to give honor to my husband, who is the father of my three children, who is faithful and worked hard for his family as well.
Amen. God bless you, Sheila. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's travel up to northern Minnesota, to Two Harbors, Minnesota. We have Leah who is calling in, and Leah, we'll have you speak first, and I guess you have a youngster that wants to speak as well.
I do. First, I'll talk about my dad. He was a faithful Christian and taught me so much of what I know about the Lord, and has allowed me now to raise up a child who will hopefully love the Lord as well, and she wanted to say something about her daddy as well. So I'm going to put my daughter Cherith on.
I love my daddy. I love my daddy.
Oh, God bless you, Cherith. Cherith is 2 years old and just saying she loves her daddy. Thank you, Cherith. Thank you, Leah, for your call here.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. Okay, well, we're up against a break, and let's take the break. I see we've got a few more people online right now, and every time you hear somebody speak, you hear them hang up, that's your opportunity to get in on one of the lines. So one line open, 800-733-9829. But more calls to come here as we honor our fathers here in Father's Day Tribute 2019. We'll be right back.
The Bible follows the rise and fall of kingdoms and governments, covers millennia of ancient history, and reveals God's plan for humanity through powerful accounts that still speak to us today. In the hardcover book, Charting the Bible Chronologically, authors Tommy Ice and Ed Heinzen have teamed up to provide readers a panoramic view of the events recorded in Scripture, all laid out in chronological order. This book takes you from the words "in the beginning" all the way to the New Jerusalem. With 40-plus full-color charts, you will see timelines of biblical history, pre-flood genealogy, Israel, the life of Christ, and a master fold-out chart of the entire Bible. This is a vital resource for new believers and Bible scholars alike, providing a visual guide to God's unfolding plan. Charting the Bible Chronologically is available for a donation of $25 or more to VCY. Call 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on BCY America, our Father's Day Tribute 2019. We're originating the program from Trail Ridge Camp just outside of Hillsboro, Wisconsin today, and glad that you can be along with us today as we give you opportunity to honor your father. And let me just ask you this. For those of you whose father is still living, when is the last time you prayed for him? When is the last time you took him before the Lord and remembered him in prayer? I trust if it's been some time, why don't you make a difference today and pray for your dad today? You may not have had the best of relationship. Pray for him. Your dad may not know the Lord. Pray that he comes to know the Lord. Your dad may have led you to Christ. Take time to praise God for that spiritual heritage left you. Well, we are taking more calls. Our lines are all filled right now, but as soon as you hear a caller hang up, that will be your opportunity to call us here on Crosstalk to honor your dad. We're going to continue our calls from Lancaster, Ohio, and we have Jeff calling in. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'd love to give testimony today to the Lord's faithfulness. I did not grow up with a dad who was born again. I had a good dad. He was a churchgoer and upstanding citizen, even taught Sunday school, but he was never saved. And then about 15 years ago, he developed Alzheimer's. And my sister and I cried out to the Lord for one more opportunity to share the gospel with him before the disease, you know, actually took over. And the Lord provided that. And we shared the gospel, and my dad received Christ. And
I'm just thankful
today that my dad did trust in Christ alone for salvation, and that we serve a God who is long-suffering and a God who is mighty to save.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for sharing that testimony, Jeff. And how the Lord has answered that prayer, and it's an encouragement for those who think their dad is beyond hope to keep in prayer for that opportunity to share the gospel with him as well.
Amen, amen, amen.
Great. Thanks for the call. Let's go next to Valerie, who is calling in from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hi, Valerie. You're on the air.
Hello. I want to give a testimony about my beloved father, who's been gone now for 20 years. But I would like to tell you about what he did for us. He was a crippled man. His legs were crippled for the last 40 years of his life because he had post-polio syndrome, because he had polio as a child. And yet my father went to work every day on those crippled legs. He could never drive. And he supported a wife and three children on those legs, walking with great difficulty every single day.
Wow.
And when I got older, my father asked me if I would take him into my home. And so it was an easy decision. I renovated an apartment for him in my home, and my sister and I took care of him for the last 8 years of his life until he died.
Wow. Bless you, Valerie.
So that's my testimony about my father.
Indeed, and it's a testimony of love. Thank you for sharing it today. Let's go next to Steve, who is calling in from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. By the way, happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm calling about my father who passed away in 2005. And I don't know if he was saved or not, but when I was nine, my mother and my father divorced. And I did not see my father for 20 years due to that divorce because we moved far away. I am in Wisconsin here. So I did contact him later in life, and we started a relationship, but it was a far relationship, so I didn't see him too much, maybe every couple years. And I just enjoyed the time with him. So I have a weird request to go out to my mother, who had to take on both roles. I always tell my mom every Father's Day, happy Father's Day, Mom. You know, thank you so much. And I love the Lord. I only met the Lord about 10 years ago and got saved about 5 years ago.
Amen.
And I've been, doing that, service for the Lord to everybody I come across. And remind them that family is very important. So thank you, Jim. God bless you. And God bless all the fathers out there.
Amen. God bless you as well, Steve. Thanks for the call. Liberty, Tennessee is our next caller. We have Linda, who is calling in from Liberty. Hi, Linda. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to say my father and my stepfather were drunks. And when my husband and I were married, I had a 3-year-old son. He took him in as his own and never showed any difference between our three children and that son. He treated them just like he was always his. Hmm. My husband is the greatest father.
Amen. God bless you, Linda. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, next from the state of Wisconsin, we have Delphina calling. Hi, Delphina. You're on the air.
Hello, and have a happy Father's Day. I'd just like to say that I had a wonderful daddy. I was an only child, and my daddy kind of amplified Christ to me when I was growing up because he was a carpenter, and he also was a fisherman. And I remember as a little girl, he would have come home from work with a lot of splinters in his hand, and he trusted me to take those splinters out of his hand.
Wow.
And as I did that, I would remember our Lord Jesus Christ, who had in his hands the nails. And my daddy trusted me, and I learned later through the example of my daddy that I could put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm. Wow.
And he also taught me how to fish.
Mm.
So I have those correlations. And he's been home with the Lord now since 2003.
Wow.
I thank you for that. And I thank you for all the fathers that know the Lord is their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that you would be blessed this day on Sunday. Yeah.
Thank you, Delphina. Thank you for your call here today. Okay, let's go to the state of Minnesota. Next, we have Brian calling in. Hi, Brian. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. My dad got saved 3 years ago. He's 77. And I'm grateful he knows the Lord. He came to live with us like 5 years ago. And he was Catholic, and my wife had ordered those creation science videos. And it changed his mind, and my pastor came over when I was at work and led him to the Lord. At first, I didn't believe him, but then when I got to talking to him, I realized he really was saved. And thank goodness, you know, we have a relationship that we didn't have in the past, you know.
Mm.
I just want to praise the Lord for that, honor him, you know. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Brian, and we're so happy to hear your father trusted Christ, and that's good news. Let's go to Debbie from Zanesville, Ohio. Hi, Debbie, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to give honor to my father. He was a state trooper, but now he's a caretaker. For 30-some years, he was a staff lieutenant, a state highway patrolman. Now he's caring for my mom. He has Alzheimer's, and he's a caretaker, and I just watch him, and I just love him. He comes from a stalwart and down to a caretaker, but I just love him. I'm so love him so much, and I'm so proud of him, and I'm just so thrilled to have him as my dad. He'll be 84. My mom will be 85 their next birthday.
Well, you know, he's still a stalwart in caring for your mom.
Yes, he is. He always will be.
Thank you, Debbie.
Mom always told us to look up to our dad, and we always did. I always respected my dad. He was right on everything. He taught me so many things spiritually. He was a good spiritual man.
God bless you, Debbie. Thanks for the call.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, that was Zanesville, Ohio. We're going next to Del Rapids, South Dakota. We have Sharon calling in. Hi, Sharon. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to thank the Lord for my father. Even though he had his struggles mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, he had a tender heart, and he loved God. He loved my mother and my brother and me, even though at times he didn't really know totally how to show it in a healthy way. But he did know God, and he took us to church, and even though he didn't personally bring me to the Lord, he did help me in many ways spiritually. I do believe I will see him in heaven one day. Amen. So I just I want to thank the Lord for my dad.
God bless you, Sharon. Thank you for that tribute today. Next to Franklin, Wisconsin, we have Beth who is calling in. Beth, you're on Crosstalk.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to call and honor my father. This is the first Father's Day without him, and it's a very difficult day because my father wasn't a very good father. He started out that way. He started out good, but after my parents divorced, he wasn't good at all. He was actually pretty abusive, and he became an alcoholic. However, up until that time, he took me and my brother and sister to church. He showed us Jesus, and when I was 12, I gave my heart to Jesus at a camp in Alaska where he was stationed with the Coast Guard. Mm. And because of that, I'm now raising a little girl who loves the Lord. So even though my dad was not very perfect, he was the only dad that the Lord gave me, and I love him forever. It was at the very, very end of his life that he let me know that he had given himself over to the Lord. So I know that someday I will get to see him again in the way that, Jesus created him, and I'm very excited for that. So happy Father's Day to my dad, and happy Father's Day to you.
God bless you, Beth. Thank you for your call. Such a great tribute. Let's go to Fred calling from Milwaukee, line number one. Hi, Fred. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to thank my Heavenly Father for my earthly father and my dad, and that he was a dad's dad to a lot of the kids in the neighborhood growing up and in scouting, Cub Scout, Boy Scout, and so on and so forth, and he was there when he could be and for the others as well.
Amen. Thank you, Fred. Fort Scott, Kansas is our next caller, and Tom is calling in. Hi, Tom. You're on the air. Oh, we lost Tom, it sounds like. Let's go to line number four, and we have Jolena from Lebanon, Tennessee. Hi, Jolena. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, and I want to wish you a happy Father's Day. Thank you so much for what you do for us. I wanted to, first of all, give a testimony about my dad. He's, of course, I'm totally blind. I'm the youngest of three girls. I live in Tennessee. We've lived here for the biggest part of our lives. But my dad has took care of me and my oldest sister for a while, and then she left and went on her own. He took care of me, and I've been blind all my life for all of my life, but he took care of me for 7 years, I'll say 7 years, off and on. And it's been hard for him, but he has tried to make sure that, you know, I've been in church, that I've gotten the food and clothing that I need, and thank God he's been saved for a long time. And while, you know, he's not perfect, he's my dad, and he has just been so wonderful to me. I love you, Dad, and I Amen. Know you're listening, so thank you for everything that you've done for me.
God bless you, Jolena. Thank you for your call. And we're up against a break, but friends, there's another segment to go. And so we'll take more of your phone calls. Thank you for calling in on this Father's Day tribute. Our number 800-733-9829. Back in just a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Are we watching the stage being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled? I think we are in many ways. Revelation 17, 12 through 13 declares the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings. Well, pretty clear who that is, right? 10 kings, 10 leaders. I think they're going to be presidents of various unions. And it says that they will receive kingdoms and then they will give their power to the Antichrist, the beast. I believe what we're talking about here is the world divided into 10 regions. Now, I've been speaking and writing and talking about this for years, but folks, we're watching it come about fast. Did you know that many of the globalist and European organizations have already divided the world into 10 regions? The North American Union, Central America and Caribbean, South America, Western Europe, Eastern Europe and Central Asia, Mediterranean and Middle East, Africa, Northeast and South Africa, Southeast Asia, Australia and Pacific. 10 regions ready for 10 leaders to give their power to the beast.
It's our Father's Day Tribute 2019 here on Crosstalk, giving you opportunity to honor your father as we approach this Father's Day. And our number here at Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. All our lines are filled right now, but a line will be opening up here shortly. Let's get right back to the lines. We'll take as many calls as we can. Line number three, we have Larry calling in from Huntington, West Virginia. And Larry, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say thank you to all the fathers first, but my father is in heaven, but he was a Christian, and he saw or wanted to make sure if we was in church all the time, and he provided for the family, and we just want to give praise to the Lord and praise to him, even though he's in heaven, that he is there in heaven, and someday we'll see him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Larry. Let's see. Let's go next to line number one. Jim is calling from Monroe, Wisconsin. Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I want to tell you I really appreciate my dad. He's died a few years ago, but he had only a sixth-grade education, and yet he kept the food on the table and good cars all through the years. And we'd have a garden, and the kids would help with the garden. And I remember him, we were down there scraping carrots in the basement, and he talked to us about different things.
Hmm.
And he loved his wife, my mom, and they had a good marriage.
Amen. Good example. Thank you, Jim. Let's go next to Kevin from Milwaukee. Kevin, we're honoring dads today. How would you like to honor your dad?
Well, I would like to say that he was a nice man. He taught me how to go to school. I mean, if I didn't go to school, what would I be like, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you for your call. And let's see. By the way, our number 800-733-9829. Let's go to line number four, Dale in Salisbury, Maryland. Hi, Dale. You're on the air.
Yes. Just want to say thank you to Jim for the opportunity, and happy Father's Day to you. But likewise, I want to be so thankful for my Heavenly Father for my greatest tribute to my earthly father was his direction for me as regards my Heavenly Father. So there's nothing greater that I can give thanks for and appreciation to for that. So I just want to give credit to all. And thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Amen. God bless you, Dale. Let's go next to Waukesha. And Matilda, you're on the air.
Okay. I want to thank my father. He was very proud of raising 11 children and very proud of having 5 sons that served the country. And also, he came all the way from Arizona. How he got to Texas, I don't know, with his mom, bringing his mom and 2 siblings. And so I just want to thank God for him. God bless him.
Amen. Thank you for your call. To Chandler, Arizona, we have David calling in. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm David Santos from Chandler, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
My father raised in a family of 23 brothers and sisters here in central Arizona on a ranch. He was oldest son. He worked harder than anybody I know. And I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Amen. God bless you, David. Thank you for calling. Let's go now to Burlington, and we have Rich calling in. Rich, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. My dad was a veteran in the Second World War. He went all the way through, all the way to part of the Liberation Forces, all the way into Germany. He went through Normandy, all the way into Germany. And many of the relatives said he was a different man when he came out because he was very quiet and he didn't talk much. But he did take us to church. The first hymn I remember that's still my favorite is How Great Thou Art.
Hmm.
And
that's a great one.
He was really a good man. And but very quiet. He just couldn't talk about that kind of stuff. And I know some of the things he endured there affected him when he was here. And I just sometimes I wonder what the veterans that went all the way through and did stuff like that, what would they think of the liberties and the misuses of the liberties that they fought and died for? Yeah. If they saw what the people would do with the freedoms they died for today.
Yeah, yeah.
And it bothers me. But I honor my dad. He was a good man. He always provided for us. And even though his life was a struggle for him, I know it was. And but he always cared for us. He was always there for us and always made sure we had what we needed.
Amen.
I miss him still.
God bless you, Rich. Thank you for the call. Jan is our next caller from Cotton, Minnesota. Jan, you're on the air. Hello, Jan.
Good afternoon. I'd like to honor my dad. He was a hardworking farmer when I grew up in Wisconsin. And in his 70s, he could still do chin-ups on the barn rafters. And he played baseball with us kids. And he taught us a lot of good things about commonalities in life and not to be expecting too much. And right now, he is resting, sleeping in the grave until Jesus comes.
Hmm. God bless you. Thank you for the call, Jan.
You bet. Bye now.
Bye. Troy calling from Racine, Wisconsin. Troy, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Troy. I just wanted to give a happy Father's Day to my father. Father's Day to my father. He's not alive right now, but I wanted to thank the Lord for his life. Even though we didn't get along all the time, we still had some good times. He's born-again Christian. I think he's going to heaven. Praise Jesus for that. And I want to also say happy Father's to you all at BCY America. God bless
you. Thank you, Troy. I'm going to squeeze one last caller in from Paducah, Kentucky. We have Bonnie calling. Hi, Bonnie. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to say I appreciate my Heavenly Father for giving me my earthly father. And my father is already in heaven, has been for over 30 years. But I thank God for him, also for my brother, who was a wonderful big brother, and also, he was also a father figure to me. And I thank God for my son and my son-in-law, who are wonderful fathers, and my father-in-law, who has also gone to heaven. But all of these men were great men of God and very good examples to my children, and I just want to praise God for them.
Amen. God bless you, Bonnie. Appreciate your call, and to all of you calling in on the program today, honoring dads. Isn't that what one of the commandments is? Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Certainly, our challenge to you dads is to be that dad, that role model here, to bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Happy Father's Day. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from BCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.